Mesachet Gittin, Perek Aleph, Mishnah Hei. Kol get sheyesh olav eight kusi puzzle. Chutz me gitei nashim v'shechruri avada. Any get, meaning any star. Ashtaras are sometimes also called Gittin. That one of the Adam signed on this star is a kusi, the star is puzzle, except for gitei nashim and shechruri avada. Now kusim are the guy in the Sancheres brought into Eretz Yisrael after he sent Aseret HaShvatim into Golos. And these kusim became gerim after they were being eaten by lions. And somehow they are not real gerim, they are called geri arias. They only became gerim because of the lion. And somehow they are geri emes. This time of hold they are geri emes. Even so, they are not kosher for edus, and they are not trustworthy. So therefore, if one of them is signed on a star, the star is pasul. Except for giti nashim and shechruri avadim. The reason being that the din is by giti nashim and shechruri avadim that the edim are only allowed to sign in front of each other. All the edim have to be present at the time any one of the edim signs on the get or on the star shechru. And we are talking about in a case where the Yisrael that is signed on the get is signed after the aid is signed. And we assume that the Yisrael would not have allowed the aid kusi to sign before him unless the aid kusi was trustworthy. He was a kusi chaver. He was a prominent kusi that we can trust. So therefore, by Giti Nashim and Shechuri Avadim, if the kusi is signed first, followed by a Yisrael, we can assume this kusi is kasher le'edus, and therefore the get Nashim and Shechuri Avadim is kasher, as opposed to other stars where there is no din that the Edom have to sign in front of each other. So even if the kusi is signed first and Yisrael is signed after him, that is not a raya that the kusi is kasher le'edus, because maybe the Yisrael signed first and he left space for somebody who is kasher to sign before him, thinking that a prominent Yisrael was signed before him, and it turned out that a kusi signed before him, and therefore we cannot trust that this kusi is kashal edus, and therefore the star is puzzled. Ma'isa shehivil lufnei rabin gamliel lukfaru sinai get isha. V'hayu edav edi kusim v'hechsher. There was a ma'isa that they brought in front of rabin gamliel and kfaru sinai, a get isha, which had two edi kusi signed on them, and even so, he was machsher the get. As Rabbi Gamliel argues with the Tanakhama, Rabbi Gamliel holds that kusim are kasher le'edus, and therefore, even if both edim on the get are kusim, the get is still kasher. Kol hashtaros ha'olim ba'arkos shel goyim, af al pi shechosmeim goyim kasherim. Any star that was written and signed in a goyish court, even though the edim are goyim, the star is kasher. As we can assume that in a Goyish court, things are done properly. They did not make up this whole thing that was in the star. This is only if we know that the Edom signed on the star and the Dayanim in this court do not accept bribery. Chutz megitei nashim v'shechruri avadim. Except for gitei nashim and shechruri avadim, these would not be kosher if they were signed in a Goyish court by Goyish Edom, as gitei nashim and shechruri avadim could only be kosher if they are signed by kosher Edom. As the stars that are mentioned over here that are kasher, in a Goyish court, these stars are only laraya. They are only as proof that somebody made a kidney and he bought something, or that somebody made a loan. And since we know that the Edom and the Dayanim do not accept bribery, we can assume that the star is a good raya to what happened. As opposed to Gitei Nashim and Shechruri Avadim, the star is not as a raya, the star is a chalos, meaning the star is what allows the Isha to get remarried and the Eved Kanani to go free. So therefore, only if Yehudim are signed on the star is the get and the shechru kasher. And who I did, any star that creates a kinyan has to have Yehudim signed on the star, such as the star matana, that the person who receives the star, ayyidei that he receives the star, he is makabel the matana, the star makes the kinyan. So therefore, only Yehudim would be allowed to sign on this star. Rabbi Shimon Oimer af elu ksherim lo huskuru Elabizman Shanasu Bahedi. Rabbi Shimon says, even Gitei Nashim and Shechruri Avadim that were signed in a Goyish court are kasher. That which the Chachamim said, that Goyim that signed on a Get Nashim and Shechruri Avadim is possible, that's only if those Goyim were Het Yotim, they were not Edim in a Goyish court, they did it outside the court, then it would be possible. Now, the reason why Rabbi Shimon holds that a star that is signed in a Goyish court, even Gitei Nashim, is kasher, that Rabbi Shimon holds with Rabbi Lezer, who says, Edim Mesira Karti. We do not need Edim signed on a get. The main thing is that the Edim should witness that the get was given to the Isha. So therefore, even though there are Goyim signed on this get, that does not tassel up the get, as long as there are Edim Mesira that are Jews that witness that the get was given to the Isha. Now that which Rabbi Shimon is machshir, a get that is signed by Goyim, that's only if the Goyim had names that were not used by Jews at all. But if the names of the Goyim that are signed on the get are names that are sometimes used by Jews, then even Rabbi Shimon would passel up the get. The reason being that even though Rabbi Lezer holds Edim Mesira Karti, we do not need Edim signed on the get, we just need Edim that witnessed that the get was given to the Isha. If there are Edim signed on the get, Rabbi Lezer holds by validating those Edim, that would be good enough to ascertain that the get is kosher, and we do not need a raya that there are Edim that witness that the Isha received the get. That we can assume that if there are kosher Edim signed on the get, that the get was given over to the Isha in front of Edim. Now that, of course, is only if the Edim signed on the get are Jews. But if the Edim signed on the get are Goyim, certainly that would be no proof that the get was done by Hechsher and that the get was given to the Isha in front of Edim. So therefore, if the Goyim signed on the get had names that no Jews use, so then we would not make the mistake to think that by validating the Edim on the get, that we can assume the get was done by Hechsher, we don't need a raya that the get was given over in front of Edim. But if the names that are on the get are sometimes used by Jews, then we might make the mistake to think the Edim signed on the get are Jewish. Then we might validate the Edim on the get and assume that the get was done by Hechsher, and that, of course, would be wrong, as we would need a raya that the get was given over in front of Edim, since the Edim signed on the get are pasul, they're Goyim. So therefore, in such a case, Rabbi Shimon would pasul the get. Masechet Gittin, Perek Aleph, Mishnah Vav. Ha'aymer ten get zeh l'ishti, u'shtar shichvar zeh l'avdi, imrata lachzer b'shneim yachzor, divrei Rabbi Meir. Somebody who gives over a get to a shliach and tells the shliach to give the get to his wife, or he gives a star shichur to a shliach and tells the shliach to give the star shichur to his eved, if the person wants to be chayzer, he changes his mind, he can do so according to Rabbi Meir, and even though we have a cloud that zachin la'adam shalom b'fanav, meaning a person can give over an object to a shliach, and by virtue of giving the object to the shliach and telling the shliach that he wants so-and-so to be kone the object, then that will create a kinyan, and the person can no longer be chayzer. That's only if the thing that he is giving to the shliach is a schus, that it's advantageous for the makabel to be granted this object. But if the thing that he is giving to the shliach is a chov, is it disadvantageous for the person to have this object, then by virtue of giving to the shliach, that does not create a kinyan for the makabel. And Rabbi Meir holds a get, and a star shichur is a chov for the Isha and the Eved, so therefore by virtue of giving it to the Shliach, that does not create a Kinyan, and therefore the person could be Chayzer if he chooses to do so. The Chachamim Aymerim Begite Nashim Avolo B'Shechruri Avot. The Chachamim agree with Rabbi Meir that by virtue of giving the get to the Shliach, the Isha is not Koine the get Ayidei that he gave it to the Shliach and he could be Chayzer. But by Shechruri Avotim they disagree. As soon as he gives the shichur to the shliach, that creates a kinyan. It's as if he gave the shichur to the eved himself, and he could no longer be chayzer. Lefi shezachin la'adon shelo b'fanav, ve'in chayzen lo ela b'fanav. A person could be mezakeh something to somebody even that is not in front of him, even if he gave it to a third party. That is a schus for the person, and he is kona as soon as he gives it to the third party. But by a chov, something that is disadvantageous for the person, that doesn't create a kinyan when he gives it to a third party, unless he gives it to the person directly. Shem yirte shalo lozun es avdo rashai, u shalo lozun es ishto ena rashai. The Chachamim are explaining their position, that the reason why he could be chayzer by a get and not by a shichur, as a shichur is a schus for the eved to go free, because if a person wants to not support his eved, he can do so. A person is not mechuyev to support his eved and give him food, so therefore it's advantageous for the Eved to go free. Why not? He's anyway not necessarily going to be supported by the Adam. But if a person chooses to stop supporting his wife, he is not allowed to do so. So therefore it's a chov for the Isha to receive a get, as she will no longer be supported by her husband. Amar lahem v'arehu paisel et avdo minatruma k'shem shehu paisel et ishto. Rabbi Meir responded to that, and he says that giving a shar shichur to an Eved is also a chov, even though he does not have to support his Eved, because if the Adon is a Kohen, the Eved is allowed to eat Truma, as even the Eved Knani of a Kohen can eat Truma, and by giving him a get Shichur, he is passing the Eved from Truma. This is a chov for the Eved, Kishem Shu Poisos Ishto, just like when he divorces his wife, it is a chov for the wife, as he no longer has to support her, and if he is a Kohen, the Isha is no longer allowed to eat truma. Now, of course, this is only true by a Kohen, but if the Adon is a Yisrael, this reason does not apply. Rabbi Meir has a different reason in this case, that even though the Eved can eat truma, but calls to mind that he is an Eved, it is mutter for him to marry a Shivcha, and that is a schus for him, even though when he goes free, he is then allowed to be married to a Bat Chorin, something which he wasn't allowed to do before he went free. An Eved prefers to be married to a Shivcha than to a Jewish girl, as a Shivcha acts the priestess, and an Eved prefers that than to be mutter to a Bat Yisrael. Amru lo minei shehu kinyano. The Chachamim responded to Rabbi Meir, and they said the reason given that it's a chov for an Eved to go free because if the Adon is a Kohen, he can no longer eat Truma once he goes free. That is not really a schutz for an Eved to eat Truma, because the only reason why he can eat Truma is because he's the Kinyan of the Kohen. And if the Kohen would decide to sell him to Yisrael, he would no longer be allowed to eat Truma. So that's not a real schutz to be able to eat Truma, as not every Eved can eat Truma. And maybe he'll sell him to Yisrael and he will no longer be allowed to eat Truma. And as far as the other Tanya that Rabbi Meir said, that it's a chov for the Eved to go free since he is mutter to a Shivcha Koldman, he is an Eved. The Chachamim do not consider that a chov, because they feel that the Eved would prefer to go free and be mutter to a Bat Yisrael. Ha'aymer tnu get ze l'ishti, ustar shichur ze la'avdi umeis, lo yitnu la'achar mizu. Somebody who tells Adam to give a get to his wife or star shichur to his Eved and then he dies, before he gives over the get and the shichur to the shliach, that get cannot be given la'achar misa, as ain get la'achar misa. Once somebody dies, a get or a shichur can no longer be given. Tnu mane li'ish ploni umeis, yitnu la'achar misa. But if somebody says to give a mane, a certain amount of money, to ploni, and then he dies, that mane is given la'achar misa, even though no kinyan was made before he died. As the Chachamim said, divrei shchivra k'ksuvin u'kemesurim dami, anything the Shchivmra says, the Shchivmra meaning somebody who is on his deathbed, anything he says, it's as if a Kenyan was made, and the Chachamim do not require a Shchivmra to make a Kenyan, since they feel that if a Shchivmra was required to make a Kenyan, he would be Maturif Daito, he would become tenth, and that might cause him to die sooner because of this. So therefore, since he said to give the money to Ploni, even though no Kenyan was made, that money is given after he dies.